Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Our Cleveland Sports Beat Reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, happy holidays.
I stand by every word, even though he's very fireable.
Okay, that's it. Daryl, that's where I want to go. You use the word scapegoat. Now, you say he's fireable, so obviously, like, the record matches it. The offensive performance matches it. What leads you to using the word scapegoat in that situation?
Well, because Andrew Berry's probably keeping his job, and I think Andrew Berry needs to go, too.
Is it really a scapegoat then?
Yeah. Because what has Andrew Berry done to make this team better? He's not exactly done a bang-up job with the quarterback room, not done a bang-up job with the offensive line, not done a bang-up job with the wide receivers. So, yeah, what's Andrew Berry done that's not as much of a fireable offense as Kevin Stefanski? So, I'm treating these guys as they're a package deal. That's what we heard for 5 years. You know, hey, these guys are joined at the hip. They're thought partners, et cetera, et cetera. But now all of a sudden, Kevin's on an island by himself, and this is all his fault. No. They're both to blame for this disaster.
Now, Daryl, I'm with you on the fact that if it was up to me, I would fire them both. But in a way, doesn't it make sense that, like, Andrew Berry has something positive to hang his hat on, and I don't know how much credit we can really give him for the draft. One, because Paul DePodesta being involved, and we don't know how much that actually plays into it. And two, because, well, obviously, like you mentioned, the offensive line, the wide receiver room, all was left out to dry. But does it feel like Kevin, in a way, doesn't have that same thing to hang his hat on the way that Andrew does?
Well, Kevin has two 11-win seasons, which nobody has done since, like, Marty Schottenheimer. He has two playoff seasons, which, again, nobody has done since Marty Schottenheimer. And he's had to deal with 13 different starting quarterbacks, untold numbers of offensive line combinations. He was forced to change offensive coordinators last year. So there are things for Kevin to hang his hat on here, and it's part of the reason why he probably won't have a hard time finding another job, either as a coordinator or as a head coach, because everyone in the NFL knows how tough it is here in Cleveland to win and to be successful. And it's not just on the field stuff that you have to deal with here. I just think that if you're going to make changes, make them wholesale.
Daryl, I keep hearing a bunch of people kind of jump in, and the line is, you know, Andrew's probably safe, but Kevin, they haven't made up their mind on yet. Do you get that same feeling that the Browns still have not actually made their decision on whether or not Kevin would be back here next year?
I don't know why they wouldn't have their mind made up. I talked about because I talked about this morning with Lance Reisland on the morning show. What changes if they win these next two games besides their draft position? Does your outlook and opinion on the direction of the organization change if they have 5 wins instead of 3 or even 4 wins instead of 3? The answer you're looking for is absolutely not. So I understand the decision might be hard, but there's the notion that Kevin can save himself these next 2 weeks or get himself fired the next 2 weeks. I don't know that I subscribe to that. I'm not saying that ownership has made the decision. Don't misunderstand me there. But I'm just saying, I don't know that the situation changes all that much over the final 2 weeks of the season. In fact, what might get him fired is if they win the next two games and finish out the top 5 in the draft, right? That could get him fired because I have a hunch that the Browns would not be brokenhearted if they did finish the season 3-14 for a second straight year.
That's it. That's too much competitive football. You're out of here. That's too much at the end of the season. Daryl, Joel Bitonio came to the defense of Kevin Stefanski today and his media availability. Does any of that actually help Kevin's case, knowing that obviously the players went out on Sunday and played hard for him, and he has the backing of a guy that's been here and is well-respected in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wasn't expecting Joel Bitonio to be like, yeah, Kevin Stefanski's one of the worst coaches I've ever played for. I mean, he's played for 4 full-time head coaches and then interim coach Greg Williams, so he's seen a lot here. I'm not saying that Joel wasn't being honest with us, but at the same time, as the longest tenured Brown in that locker room who has basically seen it all, I take him at his word. He has always spoken, both publicly and privately, in positive terms about Stefanski. There's part of me that thinks if Kevin's gone, Joel's not going to come back for a 13th year. And if Kevin does come back, well, maybe Joel will come too. And that's just my gut feeling on that. Joel made it very clear today that he's a fan of Stefanski, and he also pointed out what I pointed out. Guy's had 13 different starting quarterbacks to work with. He's not had a consistent starter to develop. And so, until you get that piece, which is the quarterback, winning becomes pretty impossible to do on a consistent basis in the NFL.
Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, obviously, this game coming up on Sunday can get real weird. If the Ravens were to lose on Sunday, it would lock in the AFC North for the Steelers. We could see no Aaron Rodgers. We could see this team, I'm not going to say phone it in, but play it safe for the playoffs coming up. How much does that change how much these two games mean for Shador?
Nothing. And by the way, even when the Steelers try to phone it in, they beat the Browns. So, read nothing into who they may or may not end up playing on Sunday. That does not, by any stretch of the imagination, increase the Browns' odds of winning the football game. That being said, what Shador needs to do is he just needs to go out there and high completion percentage down the field. Don't be check down Charlie all the time. Get the ball out. The metrics are showing that the offensive line, for as battered and bruised as they are, they're doing a fairly good job in pass protection. So he needs to make sure he's getting the ball out and completing those passes down the field, because he is being given the requisite opportunity to do so. So about 3.5 seconds, ball's got to be out of his hand by then. And if he's able to do that, I think he can give the Browns something to think about. But bigger picture with Shador, depending on what the organization does in the offseason, his stay here may be short.
Daryl, do you think right now with what we've seen out of Shador, if the Browns were drafting and they had a quarterback, one of the top two quarterbacks fall into their lap, they'd take a quarterback?
Probably.
Is there anything within those two games you think Shador can actually show to change that fact?
Go out there and play like Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson combined and win, right? I mean, look, he's done good things. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that Shador Sanders is on the same level as Dylan Gabriel. He is, in my estimation, far and above the better quarterback between the two of them. But there are things he's really, really got to work on, and the only way he's going to be able to work on them is by getting the experience, by getting those reps. It's real hard to commit to him. It's real hard to commit to anyone right now. We don't even know who's going to be doing the committing, right? Well, there's just so many tentacles to this problem right now that the Browns have. And of course it's not easy to figure out because, well, they're the Browns, and it has to be the most complex, mind-numbing, mallet-to-the-skull thinking object of the exercise here. Of course it can't be easy to figure out. It's not a, you know, cut and dry and easy. There's a lot of gray area here. And, you know, they got to figure out who's making those decisions, but they're going to have three picks in the top 33 if they lose the last two games, okay? And that allows them to take one quarterback and two players to help out on offense, hopefully a receiver, hopefully an offensive lineman, right? My dream scenario would be use those three picks on two offensive linemen and a receiver, or one offensive lineman and two receivers to inject some life into this offense and fill some of those holes they need to fill. But I just kind of think that when you're in the top two and you're looking for a franchise quarterback, you're probably going to draft one. And then that basically means the end of Shador Sanders here in Cleveland, because outside of developing on, you know, as the backup quarterback, there's no future for him here, because the Browns will have spent the number two pick in the draft.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On a quarterback, which means that's the guy that they're expecting to become their franchise quarterback, and it's not going to be Shador Sanders.
All right, Daryl, a lot of convoluted, confusing things with the Browns, something that's pretty straightforward. How much pressure is there on Miles to get this sack record done in week, you know, in game 16 rather than extending it out to 17?
He's got to get it done this weekend. Because if he doesn't, and it takes him to the season finale, which is the 17th game, then everyone's going to want to asterisk it and say it's not legitimate and whatnot. So he needs to get it done this week. Got a little help last week with the half sack. Gonna have to get a sack on Sunday to get it going. But he's got this streak going back to I want to say late September, early October, where he has at least a half a sack in every game since. He had a three-game drought where he was held sackless. And ever since then, he's registered at least a half a sack in every game. So I got a pretty good feeling that he's going to get a sack on Sunday. I don't know if he's going to get two or three or four or five, but I think he's going to get at least one, and he's going to do it against T.J. Watt's team. Whether or not T.J. Watt is actually on the field, watching that on the sidelines, we have to see. I guess he returned to practice today and whatnot, but I think Miles will get it done Sunday. I'm pretty confident in that.
All right, Daryl, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the holiday, and I'm sure we'll be talking at some point next week as well.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope Santa's good to y'all.
Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter there, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Ask Daryl about Miles, and I want to ask you the same thing at 216-474-0092. Does a sack record mean less if Miles has to do it in week 18 across 17 games instead of getting it done over the old 16-game seasons that we used to have? We're going to get to your calls and more on this coming up here in 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick, in for Nick and JP, right here on Afternoon Drive. It's official. I have my favorite YouTube comment of the day. It comes from 617KDEP on YouTube, who says, Jake needs his own show. I feel very both honored and very slightly offended, but that's okay. It's not your fault. I feel honored because it means you think I'm doing a good job, which I appreciate. The only slight offense is the fact that I do have my own show. Not these 2 weeks. We're in the holiday season right now. I'm bouncing around. I'm filling in for people. But good luck for you. January 5th, we will be back on 5 nights a week, 4 hours a night from 7 to 11 p.m. You guys can tune in. It's called Overtime. We do have a show, so we appreciate it. Kind words, but now you got a new show to tune into if you enjoy the content. We got done talking to Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter. Now I forget how to talk. Now I shouldn't have my own show. But we just got done talking to him last segment. Odyssey Rewind feature, you guys can go back and you listen to Daryl. But we asked him the same thing we're asking you, 216-474-0092. Does a sack record mean less if Miles has to do it in week 18? Is there more pressure on Miles? And Daryl gave his response that I want to take a listen to here.
He's got to get it done this weekend. Because if he doesn't, and it takes him to the season finale, which is the 17th game, then everyone's going to want to asterisk it and say it's not legitimate and whatnot. So he needs to get it done this week. I got a pretty good feeling that he's going to get a sack on Sunday. I don't know if he's going to get two or three or four or five, but I think he's going to get at least one, and he's going to do it against T.J. Watt's team.
So I think Daryl nails it there. Is it every single one of these records that pop up that it's like, oh, somebody sets the receiving yards record or, you know, whatever it ends up being at this point. Since we've expanded to 17 games, if you do it in the 17th game, there is this asterisk put on it that Daryl's talking about of, well, you needed the extra game to do it. So does it really count as the record? Or are we really having to view these as two separate things of here's the 17-game record where you took the extra week to do it, and here's what was the record before then when guys didn't have as much time? Which is fair. I mean, the NFL has continued to expand games as years have gone on. There was times where you were playing 14 games in a season. There were times where you were playing less than that. And, like, so, yes, like, we all view, in time, I'm sure the 17-game asterisk will essentially go away. People will forget about the fact that we were playing 16 games prior to a few years ago, and everyone will just view the record as the record is. But I think for right now and for Miles' legacy and what's going to be determined in his lifetime, there's a ton of pressure to get it done this week. Like, especially the run that he's been on and the run that he was going on in the middle of the season where he had, 13 sacks across 4 weeks. He was, expected to just demolish the record. And, it's crazy to think about a guy who has gone on a ridiculous streak where he only has no sacks in a game 3 times this season where we're sitting there going, Miles has really slowed down. That's a crazy thing to talk about. Like, he hasn't slowed down. He's been incredible. But the sack numbers just haven't been there the same way that they were earlier on in the year. He's slowed down from an impeccable pace that was going to have him shatter the record to, you're on pace to break it. And still, by the way, without a sack on Aaron Rodgers in 2 games across his career, is on pace to still break the record coming up on Sunday. It would tell you that at the very least, he's tying or breaking that record. But there's just so much pressure to be able to do that. And I think Miles is, I don't know how much of that pressure he really feels, but Miles is very aware of the legacy and what people think about him, how they talk about him, how he's going to be viewed when his career is said and done. And this is a big part of it. If you want to be considered one of the greatest pass rushers to ever play the game, right now to be in that conversation, breaking the sack record would be needing to be done in 16 games for a team that has already publicly came out and said, You know, task number one on the offensive line is basically don't let Miles get to the quarterback. It's probably a lot of teams' game plan, but you're specifically going up against it. They don't want Miles to get the record on Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph, whoever ends up back there. But, like, there is a conscious effort to stop that from happening. And probably in part because TJ Watt sitting on the other side, a guy who was in the same boat, in the same category, and wants to be considered on that, wants to be one of the guys blown up there with the record. You don't want to have to, you know, basically have TJ go and watch that, who, by the way, was back at practice, so might be on the field, might not be. We don't see. We got to see how the lung plays out. But I just think you're looking at it, and I'm with Daryl. I think that Miles is going to set this. I do think that he gets a sack on Sunday. As good as he's been all year long, as good as he's continued to be, I think Miles will find a way to get to whatever quarterback is back there. I also think that if you're going to set the sack record, if you're Miles Garrett, this is a perfect opportunity to do it. Like, you could not dream of a better scenario to lay out, okay, I'm going to set the record. Not only am I going to do it playing for the Cleveland Browns, I mean, you'd like if we had a few more wins, and actually we're doing this in competitive season, sure. That's the only thing that could really make this better. You're doing it against what's considered your team's rival in the Pittsburgh Steelers, the team that your fan base pretty much hates the most on the other side. You're going and trying to do this against a Hall of Fame quarterback, no doubt about it, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. It is not a matter of if, it is a matter of when in Aaron Rodgers, if that's the scenario that plays out. Even if not, if it's Mason Rudolph, I don't really need to go retract the story that everybody already knows between Miles Garrett and Mason Rudolph. I'm not saying that's a dream scenario, but I'm not saying it would feel that bad for Miles either. And then to do it with TJ Watt on the other side, a guy who has publicly not only had himself, but his family come out and basically argue against the fact that when Miles won Defensive Player of the Year, that he really deserved it. Yeah, I would say that Miles deserves it. The underlying stats would scream to you that Miles is the better pass rusher. And I think this season has put a lot of that conversation to bed, even from the people in Pittsburgh. Like, we have TJ Watt. We like TJ Watt. He's good. I think we can understand now that the people in Pittsburgh should look at it and go, but he's not Miles Garrett. I respect TJ Watt as a pass rusher. I think he's good at what he does. I think Miles does a hell of a lot more on the field. There's a reason the guy was also, I don't know if he's still in contention for the tackles for loss record or if that's a little far to reach at this point, but I know he was a couple of weeks ago. I would imagine that he's still pretty high up there, and with a couple of good games, he could still get it. But Miles has been great not only against the pass, but against the run. To do it in these circumstances directly in front of you would be, a dream scenario. I was at the game on Sunday against the Bills. I was sitting there, and I was like, it would be really nice to see history, right? It would be cool to be in the stadium for that moment. I think taking this would take it up a notch. Like, if I was at the game, it would feel even that much better being like, Andy did against the Steelers. And it was on Aaron Rodgers. And TJ Watt had to sit there and watch it and go, that guy just broke the record that I was chasing not that long ago. Yeah, he should go through and I think feel really good about that scenario. Again, I've talked about it. There should be a high praise, high just, you know, excitement when Miles does this, even in a season that you're 3-12, even in a season that's not going to end well and is going to, in the record books, essentially mean nothing in the history of the Browns other than another season post-99 that you couldn't, you know, accomplish in an 8-win season. But at the end of the day, like, you turn around, the work that Miles has put in to go through the contract stuff, to come back, people would question, you know, was he in it for the money? Clearly Miles wants to win. Clearly Miles wants to play at a high level. There should be a high celebration. And I think that is a moment that would probably feel the best set up the way we're looking at it right now. But you can't push it to next week. Again, there is going to be everybody under the sun sitting there going, yeah, but it was in 17 games. I don't think Miles can handle that is for his legacy, as well as I don't think Browns fans really want to sit there and listen to that either.
So, Jake, I found the TFL stuff for you.
Okay.
The record is TJ Watt back in 2012. He had 39 of them. Oof. Miles Garrett is second.
JJ Watt, right?
JJ Watt. Yes. Sorry, not okay. TJ Watt. Sorry, JJ Watt with Houston in 2012 at 39. Miles has 32 right now. So he would need 8 tackles for loss over the next 2 games.
Yeah, it feels a little out of reach now. I mean, it'd be a hell of a 2 games that he played. I can't lie. If he said it, yeah,
he'd probably smash the sack record in that regard because sacks count.
It's a tackle for loss, yeah.
If he gets 4 sacks a game in each of the next 2 games, boom, it's his.
Yeah, nice and easy, right? I mean, Seen him do it multiple times this year. Seen him go for 5+. Can't exactly rule it out, but I can probably rule it out. He's probably not getting that record. But still a tremendous season on the ground, too. That was the point I was trying to make. All right. As we head into the final hour, we still do have to get to the thing that I'm just absolutely considered maybe a bad person for because I'm pushing it off. And as I'm pushing, you know, that topic down the road here from earlier in the show. But we're going to get Jake Murren back in the mix because he has some quarterbacks to present to us. Would you rathers, this quarterback or Shedeur Sanders? It's coming your way in 5 minutes. Jake Volnick, in for Nick and JP right here on Afternoon Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.